Hello, guys, gals, and my non-binary pals. Welcome to The Vocal Minority, with Nick and Steve broadcasting live on the Really American Media platform. Y'all have joined us just in time for our political week in review. Keep in mind, champions, this is all need-to-know news. News you need to know. It's been another wild boar of a week, oink oink. So hop to it, boys. Let's get this dumpster fire under control before we start our weekend. Ugh.
All right. I'm feeling excited to jump into the program today. I don't know why he sounded so down. Our announcer sounded extra down today.
Because we don't pay him at all. Yeah. It's not enough. We just don't pay him.
Yeah, that's probably right.
Welcome to media.
Yeah, exactly. You got to intern for a while, sir. Welcome to the Vocal Minority with Nick and Steve. Back at it yet again, ladies and gents. Another political week in review.
Yep, we're broadcasting live not only on YouTube, but we're on Facebook. And last week we were wondering if Facebook was working. It's working. We're there. So yeah. That's cool. It's a whole other audience out there. And people I actually know in my real life follow Really American. Like before we ever started, you know, being part of the team here.
Yeah.
So it's funny. I've had a few people comment of like seeing our stuff on here, and that's cool. So yeah. If you're on Facebook, on YouTube, we are live right now, just after 3:30 West Coast time, 6:30 in New York City. So you can comment and we'll, you know, address it maybe.
About an hour and a half until the men with their cleats take to the field, and Seattle and Detroit fight it out. Steve, have you been following baseball at all?
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know what sport you're even referring to.
Oh, okay.
No.
Well, yeah, the Mariners and Detroit, they have their last game of the series, and whoever wins it will win the series tonight. So it's a nail biter.
I find baseball very boring on TV. Love going to a game, hate watching it on TV. So maybe it's just me.
You should try giving it one more chance now that they have done some things with the clock to speed the game up. It does actually go a lot faster now.
Okay. So. I'm sure I'm sold. Football season started, though, so that's fun. I'm sure the Seahawks and Lions will play at some point.
Yes, so we'll talk more about it then. In an America that is fading each and every day, according to Zach Bryan, what did he say? Fading of the red, white, and blue.
Yeah, the fading of the red, white, and blue. I you know, I rarely advocate for country music, but that Zach Bryan song, not only do I like the message he's putting in there, but it's actually a pretty decent little song. I hate pop country, and that's not that.
No, it does have more of I know you're into more of like Johnny Cash old school stuff. And it does have a deeper, grittier feel to it like that. It's definitely not a pop song. Did you hear that he came out? And well, first, Christy Noem said, no, he didn't come out of the closet.
Get upset, Meg.
Yeah, that would blow their lids. Yeah. No, Christy Noem, you know, told him, like, it's so disrespectful to law enforcement and everything like that.
Yeah.
He's had some run-ins with the law in the past. I don't know if you've seen any of his police videos online when he got pulled over.
No.
But, yeah, I mean, it's obvious that I would assume, like most of us, he hates people that have or using authority that they don't have, right?
Yeah. I love how it's just automatically unpatriotic to have any opinion that goes against the Trump regime.
Yeah.
And by the way, I mean, the majority of Americans, according to polling, are, you know, not thrilled with ICE, their tactics. Yeah. And a lot of people thought they were okay with arresting the hardcore criminals that Trump promised us all. But I don't know if we already got them all, but that's clearly not who they're going after now. So, yeah, it's understandable to be a little disappointed in what's happening.
How do you feel about the fact that Zach Bryan came out and made a comment back to Christy Noem and said, like, it was never my intention to be anti one way or another. I was trying to show the differences of things that are happening in America and how split we are.
Well, I kind of wonder if he's going to start to have buyer's remorse because, you know, on one level, he's a big boy. He's a multimillionaire. He's doing fine. But now Meg is going to come after him with their little snowflakey cancel culture because, God forbid, some country singer sing a almost benign line about ICE is going to break down your door like that. Like that's not what they're doing to people.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, dude. You know, you and I talked a little bit, and I thought, I don't know if it's anti anything. Oh, I think it's anti everything that's happening. So if either way you look at it, you should be able to say, you know what? Okay, I'm going to agree or disagree, but he's not doing necessarily a cancelable offense, in my opinion.
Well, in your opinion, but Ice Mega is freaking out right away over the whole thing. There's calls for boycott. You know, I did a video on it this week, and I shared comments from, oh, this is his Bud Light moment. Oh, it's, what do they call it, lib country music now. Oh, Zach Bryan crying liberal tears in his music now. Like, yeah, they're all pissed off because, just like I said, God forbid, snowflakey little cancel culture. The mega world that always bemoans cancel culture, as soon as their little toes get stepped on, cancel everyone. Even though they love Zach Bryan for years, some little talking head at the DHS, I think it was like, go back to singing Pink Skies or whatever. Like, she was clearly a fan of the man.
Right.
But God forbid he say anything slightly negative about Ice. Now he's frickin' Russian communist.
You know? You know, when people talk about having, like, FU money, you know, like, it's something that we all wish that we had. But, I mean, Zach Bryan has FU money. I mean, he's generationally wealthy, and he can't really be canceled. I mean, maybe you can slow him down, but... He just had the concert with the largest crowd, live crowd ever in the world, right?
Do you know where it was?
Detroit?
No, close. The Big House in Ann Arbor, which is the biggest stadium in America, home of the University of Michigan. Because I saw that little statistic that he just sold over, it was 112,000. I was like, there's only one stadium that could possibly hold that. I looked it up. I'm like, sure enough,
wow.
UM Stadium.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I'm rooting for the dude, which I hope he does great things. You cannot, like you said, the majority of America agrees that this whole ICE deportation thing, and I don't mean to minimize it, is out of control, and we don't want it. So, yeah.
Yeah. And you're real close to the Portland fun. I got my firstborn and going to college in Chicago. And
yeah.
Troops are patrolling the streets in Memphis as of today, which I know some of the local officials are actually okay with. But just wait till your tourism industry tanks, then see how okay you are with it.
Yeah, exactly. And it's coming for you. I promise. Hey, Steve, while we're on the podcast here, I would like to I just got to play a quick sponsorship. We're both big fans of Spotify. Okay, I'm going to play a quick sponsorship for the show.
Okay.
Spotify is now running ICE recruitment advertisements. So if the fact that they don't pay artists for their music or that they're run by a bunch of tyrannical billionaires wasn't enough for you to switch over and boycott Spotify, maybe this will be enough for you. Just so you guys know, you can transfer playlists over to places like Tidal and Apple Music, and you don't have to support a business that supports ICE. Not to mention the fact that your streaming quality will be higher with Apple Music or Tidal or pretty much any other streaming service. So,
great.
Yeah, boycott
great.
Spotify.
Dude, I mean, it is getting difficult. I was like, I have years of involvement in my Spotify playlist.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, man, well, I guess if she's saying that I'm going to have to check into it, but if I can just throw my playlist over, everything will copy over, I'll leave Spotify in a heartbeat if they, and I checked, it's verified, they are playing ICE recruitment commercials.
Okay, so we're taking our show off there too. I'm no longer allowed to listen to anything on Spotify, huh?
That's a great question, dude. Only because I think you know, us being on Spotify, it's I'm not gaining anything personally for it. The show does, and I mean, yeah. The show doesn't even really. People at least can find the truth on Spotify. I don't want to just leave the truth off of Spotify.
Yeah, and I don't know. I haven't heard this before, so I'm kind of processing it in real time.
Sure.
But as a guy that owned a radio station for the last 10 years that you and I were running, I don't really turn down advertisers. I don't have to agree with their politics. I had Republicans advertising for, campaigns on the radio all the time because I didn't think that I should be a media person who's using my power, quote unquote, to discriminate. So all's fair in love and war. If you're going to pay the price, then yeah, because that keeps the radio station online, which then allows us to be part of the community, pays your paycheck and my paycheck. And so what am I supposed to do? As a media owner, I'm supposed to filter out advertisers I don't like.
Would you filter out David Duke, doing a racist commercial?
Well, if it was truly a racist commercial from David Duke, yeah, I suppose I would have to. I don't know that that fits the community standard guidelines that the FCC has put out there. But ICE, I mean, I don't love ICE, but they're allowed to recruit. Isn't it better to take some of their money off of that pot and at least put it to some good use than to? Because what are they going to do? It's going to go spend it on the Fox News radio channel or whatever.
Yeah, let them go find those idiots. Listen, this is my stance. You know, and I'm still processing this, too, because I just found this out, you know, a couple hours ago.
Yeah.
I think to myself, like, I don't want any responsibility in one person being recruited to that team and then taking out how many ever people that, you know, don't deserve it.
Yeah, I get it. It's a tough one, though. I just don't know that we want media outlets deciding who should or shouldn't be advertising.
It's,
you know, the power of the checkbook, I guess. But, and you and I, we were talking last night, I think it was, that I was reading an article in the Huffington Post a couple of weeks ago about a professional voiceover guy that got sent a script for ICE. And his first thought was, you know, I need money, I need work. So he started auditioning for it. And he realized that the subtext of the script was basically, ICE is going to let you good old boys do whatever you want. If you've ever wanted to be the kind of cop that beats the crap out of minorities, ICE wants you. Yeah. And he was saying, like, I struggle. Do I want my voice to be part of that? And I struggle with it. I mean, you know, yeah, right now life's fine. But if ICE had called me and said, here's $50,000 to voice a commercial, I would say, I don't care. The commercial, like, is it legal? Yes. So voice the damn commercial. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? Everyone's going to have their own opinion on it. I just find it very hard as the days go by and I don't see the problem being fixed at any level. I have an issue, you know, I really do.
Yeah, I feel like this is whenever there's a public shooting and somebody calls the radio station is like, don't play Janie's Got a Gun. Like, that's where you're going to. You're going to the local radio station. You're not going to go to the NRA or your elected officials. Same with this. You're upset with ICE. I don't know that you should be getting pissed off at Spotify for taking some of their money. Why don't you go to the source? Why don't we go to our elected officials, go to wherever we can to protest ICE, not the company that's trying to play Metallica and all your favorite music and need some ad dollars. So
yeah. No, you make some good points, dude. I mean, it's something for everyone to think about and do what they're going to do. You make a great point here.
Well, hold on. Someone just said you just lost me. Really? So now I'm getting canceled just for giving our opinions here. Do we see how far are we going with cancel culture? This was a fan who now I've just upset because I'm trying to make a point about business. I mean,
we're going all the way in with cancel culture, and it is a high wire act constantly. Right. So yeah, no, I understand. Let's move on to someone that should have a tidge more responsibility, like the WhiteHouse.gov website, where this video is currently playing.
Oh, boy.
Oh, shoot.
Sure, it's responsible.
Antifa beats journalists. Antifa attacks our police stations. They attack our courthouses. They dox our law enforcement officers. No more. They are a terrorist group, and we are coming after them.
This is a video shared by the White House on its official accounts. We did not add any music or make any edits.
We are here at the White House today to unmask Antifa, to follow the money all the way to the top. If you want to get to the bottom of who is fomenting this chaos and violence in our country, you must follow the money.
I was a mainstream reporter in Seattle for 10 years before I quit mainstream media, in part due to its refusal to acknowledge the dangers of Antifa and radical left-wing violence.
Part of the problem that we have is that a lot of people refuse to believe that Antifa is real. It is just a made-up thing, but I have seen them. They are real, they are dangerous, and they are violent.
They are an organized, systemic, international criminal enterprise. And what the FBI is going to do is trace the money, follow the funds, and find every single person that was involved in funding the riots and the violent acts of criminality that they're perpetrating on our street.
Cut. I couldn't take it anymore. It went on for another couple of minutes.
Yeah.
But,
and by the way, how about this right here? ICE has recruitment commercials on YouTube.
Interesting.
Great.
Yeah. See, I mean, that's what, you know, when I heard Spotify, I was like, you know what? I don't know. You know, I know some Republicans. I even know some MAGA people. And I don't ever hear them being like, check it out on Spotify. You know, I've always felt like Spotify was, I don't know, maybe it's a little better for liberal people, but I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. You make a good point, Steve.
But listen, as to what that video was trying to talk about with Antifa, my Antifa membership card seems to be lost in the mail, says Dan. I mean, the Antifa thing we have talked about before, then on one level it is comical because Antifa is not a real organization.
That's right.
But that then allows Trump world to call anybody Antifa because now they've declared Antifa as a extremist group or terrorist group or whatever. So, I mean, they're clearly looking for a boogeyman.
Yeah.
And, it's a bit of a slippery slope. And, yes, Antifa are anti-fascist. You know, who's against that? But they're trying to say that Antifa is a specific group that believes in violence and all this. But I don't know. I've tried to find the website. I tried to sign up. It's not a thing.
No, it's just back door. You know, it's like a speakeasy, dude. You got to find your way in. You heard the statement that Kristi Noem said on Antifa. I mean, and who she compared it to, like, it's no better than MS-13. And I mean, she listed all ISIS. She listed frickin' ISIS.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's crazy. You know, we talk about on the show, I live in Seattle. I make trips down to Portland fairly regularly. I've got friends who live down there. On the ground right now, what they're seeing is, I mean, it's just right in front of the ICE detention facility. And there was no violence and nothing happening before they brought the National Guard in to, you know, kind of get things stirred up.
Yes, and the most controversial thing happening there, as Glenn here says, MS-13 wears frog suits and dance. Like, yeah, that's what's going on. The most Portland experience possible is happening with their protest right now. And, yeah, obviously Trump is trying to cause, you know, riots and fights. So then he can do this insurrection act and really, you know, declare full martial law. So on one level, I hope Portland doesn't take the bait or Chicago. Like, But yeah, get out there and protest for sure. I'm going to be in Chicago in a couple of weeks. And I was discussing with Kennedy the other night, like, should I go up to one of them and tell them they're fucking fascist? Like, how far do I take it? Because they will detain you now and ask questions later. You know,
yeah.
I'm a white guy who's a U.S. citizen, so I have nothing to fear. Like, we have seen multiple cases of U.S. citizens being arrested, being detained. Being detained, probably not arrested, but they'll detain you for days. So.
Oh, yeah. You can stay detained for a long time. We've seen it happen early on, and things are just getting worse now. The part that scares me, dude, did you see today in Chicago, there was a video that came out of a new arrest that took place in Chicago?
No, I guess not.
All right. This is quick and for you.
Great. Scare the crap out.
What's your name?
Debbie Brockman. I work for WGN. Let them know.
I got you. Yep. Debbie Browning?
Brockman.
WGN.
Wow. Exactly.
Debbie Brockman.
Do you guys want to share your names too, or are you just going to cover your face?
So, yeah, wow. She was put into a van.
That's what I'm saying. A journalist, and this is happening. Was it Illinois that passed the law saying they can't use whatever they call it, excessive force or, you know, batons and pellets or whatever on the media?
I'm not exactly sure, but the judge's restraining order in Chicago protecting journalists specifically from ICE and federal force. So
that's it.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, that's you know what? That, like you said, they're slamming people to the ground. They're detaining them. They're throwing them into a van, not letting people know where they're going, where they are. And, they'll figure it out later, you know.
Yes, so. They will.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say about a lot of this, other than I love the Frogman from Portland. He is the new superhero of the country, so kudos to him. But, I mean, people, we got to keep pushing back, right? I mean, we got to keep fighting. But, yeah, these cases of journalists being taken down. Did you see the priest that got shot in the freaking head with a, you know, gas pellet?
Pepper ball, yeah. He wasn't doing anything. I mean, he was just literally out there, hands up, talking to people up on the roof. You know, they had idiots up there. I think Kristi Noem was up there at one point or whatever. But, yeah, I mean, they shot him and he went down. He's suing the city. Not the city. He's suing ICE, I guess.
Yeah. Here's a good point right here. So, Glenn, again, for $50,000, they were happy to betray their country. He's talking about the recruitment bonus or whatever for ICE. What if, like I'm saying with Spotify, like wouldn't we rather Spotify take some of their money and do whatever good they're doing with it? What if we all just went out and signed up for ICE, got the $50,000 bonus, drained their coffers, and then we all just walked off the job? Is there any logic to that?
I don't. I mean, if there is, have to, like, there's very little.
Mexicans before I get the bonus. Like, how do they do that?
You probably got to do. You know, you got to show. You got to prove yourself. It's like when you go into a gang, you got to shoot somebody, or you know, I don't know. I would say it's a gang.
Here you go. The $50,000 is actually $10,000 a year for 5 long years. Damn it! Well, I'll take the $10,000 and quit.
No, I'm sure they give it to you at the end of the year, dude. You know. Obviously, you know, I could play you video after video of people talking about Antifa and the terrorist organization that they are. So we know we're being lied to. This is another way that they continue to lie that I worry about. People like my brother, who is MAGA, being fooled, being tricked into this. I don't have a video, but I'm just going to play audio. This is Christy Noem talking, and let me preface this audio with, this is a complete lie, which hopefully you'll be able to tell.
One of the individuals we arrested recently in Portland was the girlfriend of one of the founders of Antifa, and that we are hoping that as we go after her, interview her, and prosecute her, we will get more and more information about the network and how we can root them out and eliminate them.
Not a thing, dude.
I was going to say, the solace I'm taking with some of these cases, we saw it in D.C., we've started to see it in Chicago, and we're going to see it in Portland, is in order to get indictments against these people, you have to go to a grand jury, which is made up of local citizens, and a lot of them are unwilling to bring back an indictment charge. It's how the sandwich-throwing guy got off in D.C. There was just a case in Chicago where the citizen said no. Like, no, just we're not going to indict. I know you can indict a ham sandwich, which there's a lot of truth to that. But, yeah, some local citizens are standing up. So there's that.
Yeah, but you have to think, even at that, you are still being dragged into all of this crap, right? Yep. Founders of Antifa, George Washington.
Right. Yeah. Or the greatest generation, World War II and all that.
Like, yeah.
I don't know. They're chasing a rabbit down the rabbit hole there. The founder of Antifa, Syria, who the hell is that?
It's no one, right? But to MAGA, it's like they are on the case. They're going to get, you know, Trump laid out ISIS in 1 week. I did it in 1 week, said it couldn't be done. And that's what he's going to do with Antifa.
Well, good. Then let's be done with it.
Yeah.
And by the way, I mean, if there is any extremist leftist group that was calling themselves Antifa, well, now they're, you know, Notifa or something. Like, you know, just
Notifa.
Change your club name. You'll be fine. Yeah.
Just imagine the ad, ever want to have been in the old KKK? I mean, it really is. I mean, we're laughing at this out of how sad all of this is.
Let me audition for this. Have you ever wanted to be in the old KKK or have participated in the Night of the Long Knives? You should join ICE.
$50,000. You did pretty good. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all depressing as hell, that's for sure. And this whole thing is going to just keep escalating. Trump has a complete orange hard on to have his own militarized police force. So he's trying his best to figure it out. I am happy to see some judges are at least slowing this kind of thing down. We'll see if it holds. But,
yeah,
you know, I think it was somebody from, I want to say Tennessee, had said about, you know, Abbott in Texas sending his National Guard up to Chicago, that people in his red state would freak the hell out if California sent our National Guard to go, you know, take over Tennessee.
Yeah.
Because it's literally one state invading another. I don't even care if the National Guard shows up and just buys a taco. Like, it doesn't matter. You cannot send one state's National Guard into another when they're not wanted there.
Yeah, and Portland has said, like, you're not wanted. Chicago, you're not wanted. I wish I had the video to play for you, but there was a high-ranking general, I believe, you know, talking about the fact that, yeah, I'm sending the National Guard in, but with strict orders that they're not to – they're just there to keep peace. They're not there to touch anybody, you know. And you know, I suppose we've talked about it before. Like I said, if I was in the National Guard, I think at that point in time, I would have to say I'm out, dude. I washed my hands. This is not what I signed up for. And yeah. and you said, well, what about their family? Like, yeah, there's a ton of shit to think about. But morally speaking, I'm out.
Where is that? Why, how come we're not seeing that? Are we just not getting it reported? Why are more people not walking off the National Guard? Or is it that you can't? Like, you can't just always leave the military, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think you would have to defy the orders, and then you would probably be kicked out. I think that's how it works. But, I mean, Pete Hegseth, when he talked to all those generals, he said, like, you don't want to follow these rules. You don't want to do it. You know, we can show you where the door is. So, I mean, there is a way out. But you know what? Maybe people think, like, hey, it's better off. I am of the mindset that we shouldn't be here. I'm going to go in, and I'm going to keep that attitude here. Keep some peace so we just don't have a bunch of Trumpers going in being crazy, you know.
Right. And by the way, this notion I keep hearing, one of their talking points, Homan I've heard say it, Noam said it, Trump has said it, like, you should all be thanking us for making your streets safer. Well, if that is truly your purpose, because we know it's not, but if that was truly your purpose, then take this gigantic budget that ICE now has, that it has made it the largest law enforcement, I mean, it's just below basically the military. Why not take that money and give them to all these cities to hire more cops, to get more equipment? Like, I don't know anyone who's against more police in your neighborhoods or more cops on patrol. Like, that's fine. So, but those are law enforcement people that follow the Constitution and that give you due process, and you've got the right to call an attorney, and they're identified with a uniform and a badge and a patrol car. Like, so sure, if you want to minimize crime in cities, give the cities the money to hire more cops. You don't send the frickin' army in there.
Yeah, no, you're 100% right, dude. Here's a comment from chat. Qatar military base in Mountain Home, Idaho, coming up. Yeah. We got it on the list to talk about today, and we will get to it. We'll have to see, dude. We'll have to see what's going to happen. I mean, obviously, none of this makes sense. It's not about policing. It's about suppressing. It's about taking – it's fascism.
Yes.
Oh, God,
it's about
damn.
The giant man-child that 49.8% of you voted for some stupid reason, that, yes, wants to play with every toy a president has, wants to redefine every norm there is, wants to be an authoritarian frickin' dictator because he's got a hard-on for Putin and Kim Jong and all that. And he wants to be loved. Why didn't his mother hug him more? All of this would not be an issue if somebody had just loved that guy when he was a child, you know? Yeah,
possibly. I don't even know if you can love the hate out of somebody that hateful. We were talking yesterday, and I told you that I saw Pam Bondi talking about the fact that they're – or no, maybe it was Christy Noem. Pam Bondi or Christy Noem, they're both the same evil person. One of them was talking about the fact that they're going into cities like Chicago, Portland, and buying buildings within the downtown structure, the downtown corridor, so they can just put their military into those buildings so they are living in the heart of it.
Yeah, I had a theory years ago that I think Starbucks might be trying to take over planet Earth because they have so many Starbucks everywhere that if all of those employees were militarized, they could just walk out of their Starbucks and take over every community on the planet. Yeah. That is almost the same thing they're talking about with this idea of we're just going to buy property in every city and we're just going to have our military hang out there. And when we need them, they're going to walk out in the streets and then bada boom, bada bing, there they are.
Those doors will open and loudspeakers will play the death march, you know, dun, 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 dun. It's going to be that way, dude. It's not a joke, but.
Yes. And this is a good reminder right here from S. Blumenstein. How many frogs will be there at the October 18th march? So, first of all, the No Kings March is coming up next Saturday in every town in America. So, we definitely all need to show up for it. And I do love the Portland Frogman. I hate that racists kind of took over that frog thing a few years back. Are you aware of that?
No. No.
Yeah, it's from some like French cartoon or something, but there's a bunch of white supremacist group, Nick Fuentes and all that. They use this racist frog. Yeah. So I'm trying to keep them separated because that's obviously not the idea. But there's more and more frogs showing up in Portland right now. So it would be pretty funny if we all had some costume.
We're seeing unicorns. We're seeing frogs. We're seeing dinosaurs. I mean, we're going to have a pretty good party out there fairly soon. Will you help me with a conundrum?
Sure.
I got a buddy who was like, oh, hey, I'm going to the No Kings protest on Saturday in the little town that we grew up in.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, I wondered if you wanted to go with me. He listens to the podcast. And I thought, I kind of do. I mean, I like to see him and do it with him, but I kind of want to go into Seattle.
Well, I was going to say, you've got Seattle right there. Yeah. Your small town, that's not a real progressive liberal town, right?
No, it's not.
Yeah. So what is he, just looking for trouble or?
No, I don't think so. I think he just wants to,
represent.
Be heard. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, I mean, I get that concept. I don't know where I'm going to be. I'm in a small little racist town myself right now. And I don't even know if any, I don't want to be the, you know, me and some other guy standing there just, you know, but the capital of Nevada is 20 minutes that way. I may go there or I may go up to Tahoe and hang out with my people up there. So we'll see, but I'm definitely gonna be out there and I'm going to try to get some interviews, you know, for us and for Really Americans. So we'll see, but
nice.
Yeah, everyone definitely needs to get out there, whether you're in a frog costume or not. So,
Yeah. So, just get out. I guess that's the main advice. Thanks for helping.
Absolutely. Well, all right. Should we talk about this Qatari military base in America? What the fuck is this about?
Do you want to see Pete Hegseth announce it?
Sure. Is he sweating? Is he doing chin-ups or anything?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. I'll still see it.
Okay.
No one other than President Trump could have achieved the peace that what we believe will be a lasting peace in Gaza. And Qatar played a substantial role from the beginning, working with our folks to ensure that came about. So I want to thank you for that historic peace. We look forward to joining the president as that gets, it's already been delivered, but as that's formally signed as well. Huh. And I'm also proud that today we're announcing or signing a letter of acceptance to build a Qatari Emiri Air Force facility at the Mountain Home Air Base in Idaho. The location will be host a contingent of Qatari F-15s and pilots to enhance our combined training, increase lethality, interoperability. It's just another example of our partnership. And I hope you know, Your Excellency, that you can count on us.
Your Excellency.
Yeah. Hey,
is
dude.
He talking to Trump there? Because it's hard to tell.
You're exactly right. Those are also interchangeable.
Right.
What do you think here, dude? I think I'm stupid enough that I need to really look into this further. At first glance, it seems like a very bad idea, you know?
Yeah. So first of all, I'm surprised it's in Idaho. I'm amazed he didn't force this on California or Washington State or Illinois or something, because I can't imagine your average Joe citizen in Idaho, even if they are red-loving mega conservatives, would love the idea of the Qatari Air Force hanging out in their, you know, their state. So
yeah.
For the record, there are no foreign military bases in America, but some foreign militaries do maintain a presence for training, like the Singapore Air Force. But
yeah.
I mean, this all just reeks. They gave Trump the jet, and then all of a sudden he declares a few weeks ago some pact to protect, you know, Qatar, which he doesn't do for Ukraine or anyone else. But
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like a rather obvious quid, and this is the pro quo. Like, we're going to protect you at all expense with our own military. And now they're giving them a base in Idaho. Like, I don't know what the long game is here, but it reeks to freaking high hell.
Well, yeah. And even the fact that it's, you know, it's not in traditional sense, it's not a foreign military base, like you said. But it is a facility built in the U.S. that the U.S. has to have some sort of oversight over. Correct.
Yeah. No, so, I'm saying there up till now are no foreign military bases. But how are they described this? Hegseth announced Friday, allow Qatari Emir Air Force to build a facility. I mean, that's pretty damn close to a base, if you ask me. What the hell's the difference between a base and a facility?
Well, this is all under U.S. oversight, supposedly, right?
Sure.
Where a base, you know, this is yours. You guys do what you need to do. I mean, I'm sure there's some rules, but like, this is implying that we'll have a say in this, which, you know, I mean, if Obama was in the White House, I might say, like, okay, I kind of trust that. But with this regime, you know, I don't trust it. I just think it's a bad idea all the way around. And, yeah, you know what? Screw Idaho. Idaho has turned into a, you know, it's just a racist little state sitting there. And I'm not saying everyone in Idaho is racist, but, you know, there's a lot of KKK in Idaho. I haven't been to Idaho since all the racists were emboldened to come out and put their sheets on and carry their signs. So
sure. Idaho? No, Utah. He's hoeing out America. I mean, that's for freaking sure.
You're no kidding.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, this just reeks of a quid pro quo. And I don't even understand why Trump needed that jet so freaking badly. Like, he's blowing money left and right. Why didn't we just build the ultimate Air Force One? He just gave $20 billion to, oh, Christ, now I'm blanking. Was it Brazil? Portugal? Venezuela? I don't know. He gave away $20 billion. So, obviously, there's a little money to burn.
Yeah.
Argentina. Yeah. That's what it was, right? Argentina. Yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah, right. No, this is insanity. And, yeah, freaking Hegseth just sucking up there. So, I don't know, man. And there's just going to be so much slate cleaning in the next 3 years when we finally get him out of there. So, apparently throwing Qatar out of Idaho is now a problem we have.
Yeah, dude, it's going to be something we have to deal with when the Democrats are back into power. I mean, it'll be gone right away. Do you think that sets up good relations for us, you know, to take something back and say, get the F out of here, dude. We don't want anything to do with you.
Yeah, I don't know. Time will tell. But, yeah, a lot of craziness going on. And there's going to be a lot of erasing coming up down the road here. So, you know, I don't know. On we go.
Yeah. All right. I guess we'll have to see what happens, but yeah, it's scary nonetheless. I think I'm close to Idaho. You know, like I don't know what's happening.
This could be a Red Dawn situation, 80s yeah. movie, classic. Yeah. Will Qatar invade from there? I don't know.
Qatar also gets the lowest tariff rate of just 10%. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff happening with Qatar. Qatar.
Yeah. Why? And yeah, how to pronounce it is another whole question. It's the data thing. I've heard it done every single way. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Moving on.
Yep. There's not much more to say. It's effed up.
Yeah. So, you know, I find this interesting that it's been established now that you remember a week or two ago when Trump posted on Truth Social that Pam Bondi needs to start going after Trump's political enemies?
Yes.
And everyone kind of wondered at when it happened that, gee, it sort of didn't read like a social media post. It read like a text message. And we have now confirmed according to the Wall Street Journal, Trump believed that he was sending Bondi a private message insisting that she prosecute, you know, his enemies, Comey and Letitia James, who we saw actually now did get indicted, and Adam Schiff. Like, why doesn't that freak people out more? I mean, first of all, why would the president even be instant messaging anyone on his staff in an unsecure format? But Grandpa Trump, who I'm starting to think we got to start calling this man Grandpa Trump, because we got to lean into this age thing of being 79, that he got confused. He thought he was messaging somebody and instead posted something that is inflammatory at best and probably illegal, or at least would blow up in illegal cases on social media. 10 million people saw it. They had to delete it. Pam Bondi apparently freaked out over the whole thing, which is why you may have noticed a few hours later, he then posted this glowing thing about Pam Bondi all of a sudden. Pam Bondi, great job.
Doing the best. Right. Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy. Isn't that disturbing that he meant to message somebody and posted it online? I don't even think my mom would do something that technologically technologically ignorant.
Yeah. Hey, dude, we've seen that from everybody, you know, in this cabinet. We saw Pete Hegseth do it with war plans, dude, where, you know, not the exact same thing, but something that was very similar, right? On a server, you know, we see all of this stuff happen within this cabinet. And I think that there are so many people in MAGA world. You ask, doesn't that freak you out? Somebody like me? Yes, dude, that incompetence that, you know, the Diet Coke button and the nuclear button, not that far apart, right. That he could get it mixed up. Yeah, that freaks me out. But these maggots, dude, I think just are cheering this on because this is the enemy. We are the enemy. He's created us as the enemy. So, yeah, when something is this bad, you've got to go in and do what needs done.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Hold on. We got a, I think a mega troll or somebody here, Silverhawk. You guys are tripping to think Democrats are going to win in 3 years. Who? AOC? Come on, bruh. Welcome to the show, because we've discussed this a million times. No, it's not going to be AOC, but it, you know, I mean, my current pick would be the guy that you all hate, the guy that's leading the Democratic polls, the guy that is trolling Trump like a masterclass. That's Gavin Newsom, obviously. Yeah. But let's just set aside the Democrats for a moment. Who do you think Silverhawk is going to take over the mega mantra here? Because it's not just dumbass Vance. It's not going to be little Marco Rubio. Chip on Really American did a great video yesterday about the fact that if you look back at history, who took over for Hitler? Who took over for Pol Pot? Like, nobody is the answer. These dictator types, and Trump is one of them, has this weird magic that none of us have been able to figure out. How he is the Teflon Don. How he gets away with all this crap.
Yeah,
I don't know the answer to that. It drives me nuts, but he is that. But J.D. Vance is not that. Rubio's not that. No one is that. So who do you think is going to take over for Trump, Silverhawk? I see you sitting there. So what's your answer?
Stephen Miller, dude. You think he's got the charisma?
Right. No, and AOC, by the way, she's doing some sort of political action committee or something. I think she's probably going to run for the Senate in a few years. You know, that, and that would be a good, you know, forward move for her. But
yeah.
No, Trump, first of all, he's not going to be alive in 3 years. Otherwise, he will try to stay in power. But, yeah, there's nobody that's going to step in and somehow have that same nothing sticks to him sort of thing.
Yeah. We wonder, as we start to see some cracks in the foundation of MAGA that we've never seen before, from Marjorie Taylor Greene to, you know, talking heads like Candace Owens and Nick Fuentes, are we going to see, when Congress is back in session, the Epstein files released?
Well, you know? Let's talk about that. But just real quick to pin the last conversation, Silverhawk says Vance is more popular than Newsom. You know what, Silverhawk? You run J.D. Vance. Go ahead. Go right ahead, buddy. Yeah. I'll predict how that's going to work out for you guys. So please, yeah. please run J.D. frickin' Vance, the couch humping, wishy-washy back and forth. He's a redneck. No, he's a tech guy. Like, yep, you run J.D. Vance. That's going to work out.
I'm a never Trump guy, dude.
Exactly. The guy that called Trump Hitler, but none of us are supposed to do that. So, yes.
Yeah.
All right, what was the topic? Because I wanted to talk about that. Oh, Epstein files, right?
Epstein files, dude.
Yeah. I feel like some major things are about to come out, and I have two reasons why. I don't know if you have any video or anything else, but...
No, please.
Okay, so first of all, Eric Swalwell, a couple of days ago, or maybe it was yesterday, tweeted something rather mysterious about, he said, "It's coming to an end, guys. I've spoken to a lot of House Republicans this week, and they've confided that that Trump's movement / support is fading. As one told me, this Epstein bomb is about to drop, and no one wants to defend a pedo. It's just a matter of time." In other words, he is saying that if there are enough votes there to release it, even by one vote, that a bunch of other people are going to jump on too, because if they know it's coming out, they're not going to want to be on the side of that.
Sure.
And that makes a lot of sense. But the even more interesting tidbit that came out is Michael Wolff, who is a famous biographer. He was Trump's biographer for years. And apparently Epstein wanted to have Michael Wolff write a book about him. So, Trump biographer Michael Wolff reveals that he was shown the lewd photos by Jeffrey Epstein himself. This was something that Bondi was asked about this week and that she completely dodged and gave a non-answer to. And he says Jeffrey Epstein once dug into a safe to take out photos of Donald Trump posing with topless girls on his lap. Notice the use of the word girls, not women, according to author Michael Wolff. That would be a wildly slanderous thing to say if he doesn't feel he's got some evidence or doesn't feel that those things are out there and he can be proven correct someday. So
completely.
He saw them, so we know they exist. And they've been referenced in other documents and court findings and all that stuff. Like, I thoroughly believe they're real. And if they weren't, Pam Bondi would have just said they aren't real. But no, she dodged that question like Neo in the Matrix, dodging bullets.
Yeah, if not better, dude. I mean, it's incredible. I don't understand the whole dodging questions thing. The way this is a new thing, the way these maggots dodge questions.
Yeah, where did you see the notes?
Yes, I saw the notes. Yeah. I mean, I don't understand, dude. As a reporter, you know, you and I have both done some reporting in our broadcast days. Like, sure. I don't understand saying, like, oh, you didn't answer the question. You know, I don't understand why they don't stick on these people. Will they be booted out of being able to continue to cover them? Or did they get what they needed?
Yeah, it's a weird world. Because you used to go in front of oversight committees so they could have oversight over you, which meant you were there to answer questions, not just debate and argue and try to score points with your little man-child of a boss in Donald Trump. So,
yeah,
part of me is a little disappointed that they don't hold their feet to the fire a little bit better. But the ultimate problem is there's no accountability in the world of MAGA, because Trump's not going to fire Pam Bondi for not answering questions. She's going to get a promotion or a high five, you know, like... But, yeah, there's a lot of information in a non-answer. So the fact that she was just out there to dodge tells you that, yeah, she's hiding something. And, yeah, some photographer got a glimpse of her notes where she had just written little bullet points on how to argue with some of these senators.
Yeah.
It's insanity, but this is the world we're living in with no accountability. Democrats would just never get away with this crap because we have some moral compass, some level of accountability. And by the way, I hate that Marjorie frickin' Taylor Greene is somehow all of a sudden the most level-headed Republican out there, saying that we do need some Epstein accountability and we should be solving the healthcare problem. Like, she's at least smart enough, and I can't believe these words are coming out of my mouth, to see that this is going to backfire on them next year in the midterms. She wants her job. It's coming from a selfish place. She's trying to protect her own little legacy. She's now a multimillionaire. So, she's saying some right things.
Yeah, no, she is. And it is. We're to a point where you're like, oh, that moron, that idiot, that hobbit foot Taylor is saying stuff that makes sense. That's crazy. Yes. Just shows you how far we've fallen. Silverhawk is continuing to sit in our chat, and I don't know, you're saying some stuff that's just like, well, I don't understand the fight here, but keep it respectful, please.
Whatever. He's a lone mega troll in this liberal paradise that we have set up here. So, yeah, the comment section seems to be taking care of him now. I've said my piece.
True.
But, so we'll see what happens with this Epstein stuff. And it seems very obvious that little Mikey Johnson there does not want to swear in this new congressperson to give this final vote, because he absolutely could. Government shutdown doesn't stop that. So, gee golly whiz, what would be the only other reason? None, you know?
None, yeah. No, Mike Johnson keeps saying about everything, like, oh, that's not my lane. That's not my lane. Like, you're the Speaker of the House, dude. Most of this stuff is your lane.
I love that whenever we do a video about Mike Johnson, or if I do one of the solo ones in RA, I always put a picture. I usually put pictures up of the people I'm talking about. For Mike Johnson, I always put a picture up of Skippy from Family Ties. Yeah. And only one person has ever been like, hey, wait a minute, that's Skippy from – why are you putting Skippy from Family Ties up there? Like, everyone else accepts the picture of Skippy as Mike Johnson.
It's a hilarious joke, but I feel a bit bad for Skippy, to be honest with you. You know?
Hey, Mark Price, the actor that played Skippy, is a personal friend of mine. His number's in my cell phone sitting right here. So,
all right. Does he know you're doing that?
I don't know if he does, but I think he'd be okay with it. He's a comedian nowadays, and he's desperate for any airtime, quite frankly. So the fact that we've brought his name up here is just giving him more exposure than he's gotten in the last many, many years, to be frank.
Yeah, no, that's true. No, it's a crazy world right now we're living in. Do you want to have just a moment of fun? I got some stuff we can talk about. It's kind of fun, okay?
Yes,
let's not be so serious here for a minute, and let's make fun of this. I would just read you this news. I would like to show you the website, and this stupid program I'm on right now won't let me screen share. I can only share videos. So I'm going to play this video for you, and that's why I'm playing this.
Okay.
Turning Point USA is having an alternative halftime show. They're calling it the All-American Halftime Show. celebrating faith, family, and freedom. Ooh. Visit AmericanHalftimeShow.com. Of course I did that. You know I did that. And they've got no information. This is one of the questions. What music genres would you like to see featured? And those are the options.
Worship.
I've got the list. I've got this list right here.
You do? Yeah,
the options are anything in English, code words, completely racist, Americana, classic rock, country, hip-hop. Yeah, see how many votes that gets. Pop or worship music.
Unbelievable.
This is, you know, the Fyre Fest. Do you know what that is? That failed music festival that happened on an island a couple of years ago and everyone was like stranded on the island.
Yes.
That idiot tried to bring the Fyre Fest back, but he never announced any of the artists because he didn't have any. He was trying to put the cart out in front of the horse and hope that if he announced it, artists would line up and do it. So I cannot wait to see what morons sign up to go head to head with the freaking Super Bowl. I mean, it's a fool's errand. And at Turning Point, I know they're drowning in money right now because Charlie Kirk's books and everything is just skyrocketed.
Hey, so. We are Charlie Kirk, Steve.
Oh, yeah.
You know, from what I've heard.
Of course, we all are. Yes. No, I think it's hilarious in just how stupidly bigoted, snowflake, whiny little bitch of a thing it is to do. You are so upset about a guy that's going to go out and perform some songs in English and in Spanish at the football game. Like, grow the hell up. Man up a notch. Bad Bunny is not going to hurt you, I promise. And he's a fucking American. Yeah. So what is with this whole, like, we're going to do an American halftime show over here? Like, good luck.
You know what I started thinking about, dude, is I hear all these just, I mean, you're racist. You know, if it's not in English, I can't understand it. I don't want to hear it.
Like, sure, because you can understand Eminem or Dr. Dre or Aerosmith or U2. Like,
well, you and I worked at Oldies radio station. You remember all the Trumpers. They weren't labeled Trumpers at that time, but they loved Feliz Navidad, dude.
Right.
And you had no idea what it meant. Yeah. You had no idea, but you loved it. You requested it often.
Yeah, no, I mean, this whole Bad Bunny meltdown is just insane to me, and I feel a little bit bad. I think, I want to say it's Jay-Z that owns the company that picks these Super Bowl halftime shows for the last 7 years. Thank you. And, I mean, I know they're not trying to upset everyone. They're trying to fit this demographic that the NFL feels they want to go after, which I've said for years I don't think is the correct demographic, but whatever. They've been consistent the last many Super Bowls.
Yeah.
And, Bad Bunny, I mean, next to Taylor Swift, is one of the top performing artists in the world. Yes. And the NFL is trying to reach a global audience. It's why they're doing games abroad.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, you don't have to like him for him to be one of the most popular artists in the world. And I mean, if you're just watching the Super Bowl for the halftime show, the musical halftime show,
right?
You know, I mean, go watch it at Turning Point, I guess, and we'll see what happens. Creed is a suggestion, Joanne said.
I don't think a band like Creed would just even want to put themselves in this firestorm. I don't know why anyone would. I mean, the list has got to be what? Kid Rock, Lee Greenwood, like who? What other musicians? John Rich, you know, Big and Rich, like it's a very narrow category of somebody who is willing to shoot themselves in the foot and just say, screw the other 60% of this country. I'm going full on mega. And to compete with the Super Bowl, just in the terms of media, is just insanely stupid.
Just crazy, dude.
I hope you all missed the kickoff for the second half while you're over there watching freaking Kid Rock rap with Lee Greenwood or whatever. Jesus, it's going to be.
Dude.
Like,
yeah, it's
embarrassing.
Gonna be bad. That's for sure.
Yeah, it just reeks of fucking bigoted racism and dumbness. Like, I'm upset about Bad Bunny.
Man. Hey, dude, let's continue with the positive spin on our world right now. Let's continue with some good news and things that were very delightful to hear. I will tell you that I edited this video only because the person in the video was somewhat speechless. So I had to speed it up a little bit. Let's watch this.
I'm calling to inform you that in a few minutes, it shall be announced here at the Nobel Institute that you will be awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for 2025.
Oh, not talking to Trump? What?
Oh, my God.
So obviously, this is how a normal person reacts.
Congratulations to you, Maria.
Thank you so much, but I hope you understand this is a movement. This is a achievement of a whole society. I am just, you know, one person. I certainly do not deserve this.
Can you imagine Trump saying that?
You know, the movement, then you deserve it.
So, yeah, obviously, she's Maria Corina Machado. She has been awarded the 2025 Nobel Peace Prize for her work pushing democracy in Venezuela.
Pushing democracy, not destroying democracy? Is that how you win one of those things?
Yes. He's got it backwards, dude. So she Uno reverse carded it, and she's pushing democracy. She's been barred from running in elections, forced into hiding, central figure in opposition politics under this current regime. This is who wins the Nobel Peace Prize and who deserves to win. Yeah. The fact that it happened in Venezuela, do you think is any just middle finger to Trump thinking he was going to get it, and now he's killing people in boats in Venezuela? Do you think it's a middle finger?
No. I mean, it's some poetic justice, but I really don't think the Nobel Prize board that decides this wants anything to do with politics and being controversial. They're trying to find who they consider to be a noble human being doing good things and who is not begging for the prize and who is not contradicting themselves. Yeah. You know, Trump does have a mild win going on here with this apparent peace settlement in the Middle East. We'll see how long that lasts, but You can't try to stop a war over there and start a war in your own country. You can't invade Portland and Chicago, but then say you stopped seven wars, like, which is all garbage, obviously. But you can't have it both ways. There is no scenario that the Nobel Prize was going to go to him. No. Not to mention, by the way, they cut off the their process at the end of January. So by the end of January, they have all the nominees in, and then they start, debating all of that. So Trump had been president for 2 seconds at the end of January. He was never going to win it.
Dude,
and by
fantastic.
This time next year, it is fantastic.
That all these people have been like, I want to recommend you, it was never going to happen.
No, I mean, he can put his name in the hat for next year, but he's going to step on that 5 million times to a Tuesday. So, good luck. And the fact that both of those people on that call were crying is funny because that's what MAGA is doing. I woke up this morning because this whole thing is hours ahead of us and just MAGA meltdown again. If it's not Bad Bunny, it's the Nobel Prize from these strong Americans that are always bashing on the crying lefty liberal snowflakes. Like, you are the biggest bunch of whiny little bitches I have ever seen. Everything hurts their feelings. Yeah. Everything offends them. It is so antithesis of what you try to project.
Yes, 100%. We knew that anyone winning was going to get everyone's in MAGA's panties in a bunch. But, this definitely did it. And the way that, he was crying when he called to tell her, and the way that she received that news and immediately said, this is about the movement and not just me. Like, that's how you would hope that someone that wins the Nobel Peace Prize would act.
Yes.
Can you imagine if Trump won that damn thing?
Of course.
I knew I was going to get it,
It's for all of America. It's not for me. Please. He's going to declare whoever's on that board a terrorist organization and start bombing wherever the hell they are, Sweden or Norway or something. It's ridiculous. And in some universe, I suppose he has a chance for next year, but he will destroy that upside down. And, it's futile. And they don't want to give it to someone who's begging for it.
A lot of people on the chat have said, I shouldn't say a lot. I've seen a few say this, but this decision was insane. Someone better could have gotten the Peace Prize. I wonder what the thought process behind that is.
I don't know. Literally everyone else on planet Earth was eligible. So could someone better have gotten it than this person? I'm not going to pretend to be an expert on her. I don't know much other than what I've read today. And I'm with you. I'm glad it wasn't Trump, and that's where my caring ends. Yeah. It's whoever else they gave it to, it's fine. It's it's not like a real prize. I know they get like $1 million in a little trophy or whatever.
Oh, they do? Huh? I didn't know about the money prize.
Yeah, yeah. There's a, I believe it's $1 million they get for it. But whatever, man. They didn't set the world record in the 100-meter sprint or something. It's not a gold medal on the podium at the Olympics. Like,
that's right.
It's a gesture that they make to try to award somebody. And, yeah, I'm just glad it wasn't Trump because it never was going to be.
Steve, as the show starts to as the show starts to wind down, okay, I would like for everybody that's watching this podcast to understand that the fight that we have ahead of us, it may not be as serious as we think it is, okay? Because I saw this video. This guy had like 3 likes on his video, and I thought, oh, I got to show him to everybody because this is funny, okay?
Okay.
It says Trump 2028. That's why he's dancing. But he's going to start beating the air up a little bit. Like he's going to take everybody down. This is all we have to worry about. Okay?
What? Defeating this guy? Wow.
These are the voters that we are up against. We have got to find a way to take these assholes down, dude. This is who's voting for him.
This is the problem. That guy gets to vote, too. So that guy just canceled out your vote. So now let's keep on going here.
So sad, dude. So sad.
Yes. And to all of the people that don't vote, all the people that... I feel so terrible for kids like mine that, you know, my firstborn cannot vote. You know, for years they were watching my son vote. They want to, but they couldn't. That 13-year-old I featured on Really American that's got like 2 million views, like
right.
That kid is desperate to get out there and vote, and he can't. But that freaking airboxing, Trump-loving mega moron, he gets to go cast a vote.
Good
so
God.
Seriously, everyone on the left or in the center, just remember that. Okay, we've got to cancel this crap out.
Yes.
And try to have a little net gain above that. But that's who you're voting against. That person will show up and vote. So you freaking better.
Yeah, it's a good reminder, dude. It's definitely a good reminder. As we get a little closer to the 18th, everybody, get your plans set up this weekend. Get them set in stone for the No Kings protest so we can show how strong we are against Kings.
And, you know, support everyone here on Really American Media. All of the live podcasts that we have going on here, all of the short and, you know, 10-minute-long video forms. I mean, Chip and Kenny and Tony and Corinne and myself and everyone who's contributing to this channel. You know, we are putting our necks out there because as soon as one of us gets on Trump's radar, we're getting audited. We're going to get detained by ICE. Like, you know, this – you got to support anyone, whether it's Jimmy Kimmel or, yes, anyone on this channel. Like, throw your support that way because we need it. And I am happy to say, Really American Media, one of the fastest-growing progressive platforms on YouTube in the last couple of months. The official stats just came out. And Really American shooting up there into, like, the top 20. I mean, we're next to Michelle Obama on the list. What the hell, man? That's major.
Dude, not far down from Michelle Obama.
We're like one lower.
I know, but number-wise, it's only like, you know, well, like 10,000 or maybe 100,000. But how much?
No, she had 197,000 new subscribers in Q3. We had 190,000. And by the way, she had Barack on during Q3 for that big episode where they dispelled the myth that they were getting divorced. So she had this epic show and got a bunch of new subscribers, and Really American is right there with them. And we're ahead of Occupy Democrats. We're ahead of a Don Lemon on CNN for this quarter. Like, things are going well. And the New York Times recently dubbed all of us middle finger media because we are independent. We're not part of Paramount and all of that garbage. So it only works, though, if everyone out there supports it. So please keep doing that.
Yeah, technically, we don't have a boss. I mean, you know, so, yeah, it's the best way to get your media these days. Thanks for listening to the podcast. And, yeah, like Steve said, go check out everybody on this platform. And we appreciate those of you on YouTube and Facebook for being here today.
Yeah, yeah. What up, Facebook? Go to thevocalminority.net if you want to contact us ever, too. That's our personal website, so you can reach out to us there. So now you know.
I see people canceling Spotify, Steve. I mean, in this chat, people are canceling Spotify. So We're also available on the Apple platform.
This has been another production of The Vocal Minority with Nick and Steve. Don't forget to check out all the social media, as the boys are on most platforms. Thanks for being part of the resistance, part of the pushback. Champions all around. Good day.
Champion.
Good day.